Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 133, recorded on May 17th, 2013.
Yeah, I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Eric Fullerton. And today...
We're missing Wes Wilson!
Oh yeah, that's right. Wes isn't here today because he hates everybody in the world.
Yeah, so that's okay. There'll be enough love with us and our special guest.
Yes, from the Twit Network, we have OMG Chad.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Awesome.
Woo! I'm so excited to be on the show today.
Well, we're excited to have you. We've been watching some OMG Craft, and how long have you been doing that?
So OMG Craft has been going on for... I'm going to have to go to the website and see which the first day was posted. Because I did it just as a project of my own for a long time. And then it became an official Twitch show few months ago.
Very cool. Here. And how's that going on the network?
It's going pretty good. This is a kind of a stretch for Twit as a network. Twit is a company that I work for. It stands for This Week in Tech. And they traditionally stay only in tech news or really tech-focused shows. Like, we have a show all about iPads. Right. And so, go ahead. Oh, sorry. I thought you asked a question. A video game is kind of a stretch, and so far the tutorial aspect of the show, if you want to know what OMG Craft is, we show tips, tricks, and spotlights and courses and things like that about Minecraft to hopefully make you a pro at the game.
And you have a really cool studio too. Can you explain that set? It looks like it was built out of blocks.
So in the beginning, it was just me sitting up in front of what we call the technical director station. And now we have a set filled with 3x3 blocks, just like it's actually built in Minecraft. And the original idea behind that was I wanted to get a whole bunch of cardboard boxes and just hand paint them all to make them look like Minecraft. Little did I know that it takes about 30 minutes to an hour per box. And that's not even a full box. That's about two sides of a box. And then also, once you're finished with it, it looks really, really bad because it's really hard to get straight lines. You have these weird pixels that are kind of circular because that's how the brush makes it. Right. And so we gave up and I had this really ugly looking set. And so Lisa, who is the CEO of Twit, decided to throw me some cash, and we went out and bought these vinyl sheets from a sign maker and then pasted them onto the side of boxes. Mm-hmm. And they look like I was floored at how good these things look. And that's probably like, I don't know if any of the content is good on OMG Craft, but at least the set looks amazing.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome.
That's cool. Yeah. And you were mentioning earlier that you just started a Let's Play as well.
I did. So what happened with OMG Craft is in the very beginning, I just wanted a show where I could talk to people about Minecraft. And I didn't have any experience hosting a show. And so I wanted to get in front of a camera and just talk. And so that's how the show started. That's why it was a really long format show. It was like 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. Then we moved the show to Twit, and we made it much more bite-sized so that people could actually get through an entire, you know, tip, and then you could find it easily later. So if you wanted to learn about how Redstone worked, we kind of broke it up for you. But a lot of people lost what they wanted, which was about 45 minutes of just talking with me and about Minecraft. And so I made a Let's Play series, which only came out a few weeks ago. We're only on episode 3 at the moment, where I'm playing through Feed the Beast, and it doesn't even have, I mean, this is the first time I've done something like this, so it doesn't even have a whole bunch of views on it, but I hope that it gives back to the audience who just kind of wants to spend 45 minutes with Minecraft, that sort of thing.
And so, Feed the Beast, we've been doing a little bit of Feed the Beast. What pack are you playing on there?
Ultimate pack. Whoa.
Oh.
With Sans Greg Tech, because I decided, to me, Greg Tech is for someone who feels like there's an in-game, or, you know, there's a few items that are really good in Greg Tech, but for someone who thinks that once I get, you know, the super suit, I'm done, I don't need to do anything else. And so I decided just to cut that out just to make my life easier.
Right. Does that have the Zycraft blocks in it?
I forget. I think it does. It definitely has the Zyrelium ore.
Yeah, that's definitely it.
Zycraft. Yeah.
That's you the one Zycraft, that Wes is so mad at. No, Wes hates it. Wes hates everything, okay. Though.
It was Greg Tech that you don't like.
Yeah, Greg Tech. Yeah, because I think it's insane. Like you said, it's right. Like... We had it on one of our servers on, I forget which pack we were doing, but it was like, turn that off and we'll use, I guess, IC2 or machines or something like that. And
yeah.
It was much better.
It's too hardcore. Yeah.
It is. And it's really for someone who thinks that the game is over once you've gotten, what is it, the quantum suit that allows you to fly, like, it's not the quantum suit.
Well, there's the nano and then the quantum and then there's like
and then there's one other stuff. Where it's like it just puts you pretty much in creative mode where you just hover there. It's like a super jet pack and it's really hard to destroy and I feel like there's so much to Feed the Beast. There is almost no in game.
Yeah.
The grav suit.
Grav suit. Yes. Okay. Yeah. What is the modular power suit? What is that one?
Modular power suit. I haven't gotten that far.
I think that maybe that's one. Is that the one where you like the tinker stuff? Maybe I don't know. That's deep stuff there, Eric. Where's the question coming from?
I'm reading from the chat.
Oh, okay.
What's happening?
Yeah. These are speaking up. When you when you're doing your Let's Plays or the show, do you stream it live and take live feedback from people while you're playing?
I don't, and that's, you know what, it's funny because I didn't even think about that until you asked. What I do is in between the videos, there's a lot of stuff, like I don't really want to show like, okay, well I really need to go get some diamonds, so let's go mining for 3 hours,
right.
Which happened today. And so I will stream the in between of the recordings, and then for the recordings I kind of get in the zone and just record, and I guess I don't stream, and I don't really have a chat room, and it actually hadn't occurred to me. I'm so new to this. You're giving me great ideas.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're here for.
So. Right.
Yeah. Well, speaking of great ideas, there's a great idea you can sponsor this show each and every week. You can go to deadworkers.com/sponsor. And this week we have a ton of sponsors, so bear with us while we get through all of these.
2,000 pounds of sponsors.
2,001
Whoa.
Pounds.
Sponsors for days.
This broke the scale.
So we're going to get through these, and we apologize if we read them too fast, because we do appreciate every single sponsor. But we don't want to spend an hour reading the sponsors, because then you probably won't sponsor again.
Right. Yeah.
So this first one here is from X-Zylinder, who says...
Thank you for making this awesome show every week.
And that was one we missed last week because we were off a day and we messed up. I messed up. So anyway, there we go. Xylander, thank you so much. And next one is Rick Mick Mick, who says...
A big happy 5th birthday to Yes Sean.
So happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes Sean. And a RepCam09 who says...
Now that final exams are over, I can finally watch the show live again.
Well, I hope you're in chat today.
That's right. Yeah, you got to have priorities.
And Nick Faust.
Nick Faust. He says, I do stuff at nickfaust.net/about.
Snuck in a link there. That's okay.
Yeah, Nick Faust.
That's okay. Giuseppe Paolo, who says.
He says. What does he say?
Great job to Wes. He almost got it. The Palo is actually silent. But here it is. Take my money.
Yay. Okay, so last week he said that he would sponsor again if we could correctly pronounce his name.
And so we did it wrong 2 weeks in a row. You're welcome.
So,
yeah. We're good at that. So it's silent, though.
Oh, it's Wallow. Wait, Wallow. The pee?
The pee is actually...
No, he said the Paulo.
The whole Paulo is silent, so I think it's just Giuseppe.
Oh. What?
You just don't say the Paulo.
Can you have that many silent letters? Is that allowed?
It was a trick name, I think.
I'm going to start adding fake letters in my name.
No kidding. It's, yeah.
Right. My name's Rent.
I'm gonna
my username is spelled O-M-G-C-H-A-D, but just say the C-H-A-D.
It's just Chad.
It's just Chad.
So it's Chad? No, just Chad. You got to say just before.
Yeah, you have to say the just. Come on. Obviously.
That part's invisible. It's not even silent. It's just, invisible.
You're not getting a second sponsor from me.
Speaking of Giuseppe Allo, it says, number two, love the show, guys. Keep it up. Now to let FTB Ultimate suck away my life some more. So those are all the individual sponsors. We have a ton of server sponsors as well.
Yes.
From Breakit Cub, a new version of Tekkit has been released featuring Galacticraft. Check out all the fun new changes at youtube.com/show/Tekkit with Reese. And that's R-E-E-E-S.
Galacticraft. That just sounds cool.
And the next one here is from Lathanacraft, who says, go to lathanacraft.webs.com, join, and type /kit shaft for a special gift. We now have Tekkit, Feed the Beast, Ultimate, and they're in the chat room. So, hey, Lathanacraft and all Lathanacraft players.
And the next one here from Paul's FTB, who says, Our Direwolf 20 survival server is run by friendly admins on a dedicated server, loving Minecraft 24/7.
So I guess you need to search for Paul's FTB. We didn't get a link in that one.
Yeah.
This next one is Jams, just another Minecraft server. Jams is a community of trusted players with multiple survival worlds and infinite plot world for all your wacky creations and minigames for all your fun needs. TeamSpeak is also available, as well as some stuff that didn't come through here. But I'm sure it's a bunch of great stuff.
Wacky creations.
That you can see at Jams. So search for Jams.
That calls for a... calls for one of those.
That's wacky.
This next one here is thatminecraftplace.net. We gather lots of great Minecraft videos and put them all in one place. Follow us on Twitter at @MinecraftPlace. Then, of course, The Watershed. You can go to mc-thewatershed.net. It's a 2,500 square kilometer survival RPG world with Townie, multiple dimensions, TeamSpeak, YouTube adventures, live game streams, and more. Much, much more.
Watershed in the house. He's a good guy.
And then 2000 BDJ. I own a Direwolf FTB server running the mod pack version 5.2.1. The IP is 192.111.128.141 with the port 25565. Hope to see you there. So everybody head on over there.
If you didn't get that, rewind it and listen to it again.
And then we also have the Lego Unicraft Project. Save imagination brick by block. Visit the Lego Unicraft, a tribute to the MMOG Lego universe at legouni-craft.webs.com.
Sweet.
And last but not least, we have one here from Knox, who actually submitted a business sponsor, which is very generous, and we appreciate this. This is from Knox, who says, not a business, but I love what you do. Keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. That's really cool.
Right, how about...
Knox.
Get the elephant.
Knox. The ultimate party horn.
Yes. Thanks so much, all you sponsors. You're all awesome.
I feel like that's... should read another one.
About
let's just read
show?
Those again. Read them all again. Yeah. So the first one here we have...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Our journeys.
All right, our journeys.
So why don't we go ahead and go to Chad and ask Chad first. What have you been up to this week?
So this week, I have obviously been playing a lot of Feed the Beast because of the Let's Play series. And I had the worst experience where what I want to do in the next video, which I have to record today if I'm going to stay on schedule, is find enough diamonds to make a quarry, because I want the next video to be a quarry. So literally all of today, I have been searching frantically. What I really wanted to do was find enough diamonds to make the quarry before this show. So on the live stream, I could say, oh, episode 4 just came out where we set up a quarry. Go check it out. And it's just not happening.
Oh, man.
I have so many, I have so much ore to try to like ore for days. I have like everything that I need to set up after I get the quarry up and running. But it literally, I can pretty much say without even doubting it, because I know that I started at around 11 o'clock and I don't think I stopped until 2 o'clock. So there was 3 hours of just searching for diamonds, and that it just didn't happen.
Oh, you still haven't found any?
Say again?
You still haven't found any?
So I found 6. And so I think it's funny. I actually need to go into Not Enough Items to make sure that, because I believe that the quarry only takes a diamond pickaxe. So I think I can pull it off because, unless if I need a diamond gear, which means that I need 8 plus 3, which is 11, which is people are saying 11 in the chat room.
Ouch.
So yes, I still am not there yet. If I need 11 diamonds. Yeah. Corey takes 11, as a few people are confirming in the chat room. And, yeah.
Have you, played with any of the Mistcraft stuff?
I love Mistcraft. So that is, yes, I did. Not in this Let's Play series yet, but Mistcraft is so cool. Have you been playing around with it?
Yeah, I was going to, I didn't want to make you feel jealous or anything, but today I was playing during lunch, and I was, a friend at work has a world set up, and he actually made a world in Mistcraft with extra ores or something. It's like basically plentiful ores.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, I got about 2 stacks of diamonds during lunch. I wish I could send some over to you.
Jeez,
but it's just crazy.
Right?
Like, you go down there and you'll just like all suddenly you're 30th level because you get so much XP from mining diamonds and a stack of diamonds, and it's just a crazy world.
Just do like tendrils of diamonds.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Yeah, tendrils.
So, but that's using extra ores, which is basically generates the world with a lot more ore, right? And a lot more of everything.
Yeah. But when you put that into making your world, you're adding in defects to the world as well.
Okay.
Right. So you'll
so
get
for every
really
awesome
unstable
thing, you tend to get a crappy thing.
Yeah. Okay. So I always throw in one called charged because it's a bad thing, but you can force it to put it in there, which takes away one. And it's really not that bad. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I always throw charged in because I'm like, that's a freebie.
Oh, so you could throw in like random explosions or something.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that.
So you can kind of build your crappy world.
So that's kind of like how those worlds are, those other dimensions that you can go to. Okay. Right.
Yeah, and it takes so many.
Yeah, and so you can create like try to create a perfect age, but if it's like if you try to make it cool, like you're like, hey, it should be flat and should be made of glowstone, and it's like, sorry, you're gonna enter this world and you're gonna get nausea and you're gonna get decay and you're gonna get everything.
Yeah,
I didn't know that you could give it a negative effect, and that was the negative effect it would choose. That's perfect.
Just a little tip.
That is a great tip. That's a great tip.
So you've been doing Feed the Beast and anything else this week?
I want to start up a vanilla Let's Play server. In fact, just for Let's Plays. And I just haven't gotten around to doing it. Truly, I wanted to get like 5 or 6 episodes into the Feed the Beast one. Yeah. And then other than that, like there's a lot of research that goes into the show. And so this week I was learning about NBT tags and how to edit the crap out of NBT tags. And that got so complicated so fast it was Minecraft in quotes, but it was like the programmer's version of the Minecraft game. Like,
right.
It got really insane really fast. And then what was the other thing that we covered? Oh, we kind of did a throw. It wasn't a throwaway episode, but it was very easy for me to make. It was how to manually install mods so that I could pretty much do in my sleep. So so there was some research that went into that around Minecraft, but really not in game sort of stuff.
Pretty cool.
Really? Okay. Have you done anything with bees yet?
So I haven't. And I've been watching Generic Bee's Beecademy videos.
Yeah.
Because he is doing such a great job with that.
Yeah, he loves bees.
Yes. Oh my God. And truly, like, I had seen the bees. I had known people who had really gotten into bees and how you could really, really do some amazing stuff. But I didn't know where to start at all. And I'm really glad that Generic Bee is making those bee videos.
Yeah.
I love Generic Bee.
I love Generic Bee.
I hope he's going to be at PlayOnCon this year. I'd like to be able to hang out with him.
I think he is.
Well, that's
going
to be cool.
Yeah.
Well, so, very cool. What about you, Eric? What you been up to this week?
Not a lot of Minecraft. I played a lot last week. Well, this week, a lot of
editing. You've been working on the video.
Yeah,
Minecraft video.
Yeah, working on a music video. And there's a couple of mods that I couldn't get running with the new 1.5.2. And I'm trying to get Minima, which apparently, I've mentioned Minima before. It is a, it's kind of hard to explain. It's a mod that allows you to capture each frame by the the CPU tick, so you can capture more frames than are actually displaying in real time.
So it's a bunch of Machinimator tools. Like,
yeah.
Does it have other things besides just that?
This one, no. It just does the one thing. Basically,
I've heard the name Minima. It's kind of like cinema.
Yeah,
maybe
it's like
they
cinema.
Had different tools or something.
Well, you can slow down the game tick down to whatever you want to, so you can essentially record the game in slow motion, but with like 30 or 60 frames a second. You're not actually seeing it, but it's capturing it. So what I do is I set up Cam Studio, which is another mod, and program my camera path, and then tell Minima to slow the game down and start and record from A to B. So the camera goes from A to B in some cool way, and then I'll put explosions or I'll put something in there that normally will lag out the game, but recording it frame by frame, and everything is great, and it's awesome, but I can't get Minima. Well, actually, Minima's not updated yet. It's still 1.4.5, and the author said that he was going to wait until 1.5.2 and then put it out, so every day I go and, like, refresh the forums, and like I'm like, come on, today, am I lucky today? So, still waiting on that. Other than that, I just kind of figured, okay, I don't need it for this video. So I just kind of reworked it, and so yeah, that music video I think should be probably done next week sometime.
Very cool. And once I get Minima working, we'll have to do a nuclear reactor explosion.
There
50 of them.
Sweet slow-mo.
So, yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was just trying to think of, like, what would be the most epic thing to watch in slow motion in Minecraft? Like you see the people who grab slow motion cameras on YouTube and they do things like slap people across the face and pop balloons
and stuff.
And I'm just like, what? What's the translation? What could we do in Minecraft that would be really, really cool to do?
It's like casting, fishing.
Yeah.
You know? Right.
Casting and fishing. Well, one thing I did using this very mod here was I set off Nova Bombs, which is a part of Explosions Plus, I believe, is the mod. So a Nova bomb will suck in matter and then it'll put it in the center and then it'll just blast it out. And there's all these different settings and stuff. And it's impossible to do this stuff in real time. Your computer lags and you end up looking at one frame. But
that is so cool.
Yeah, but with Minima,
if you're watching the video version, this is awesome.
Yeah. So it's a whole music video. If you just search for Nova Bombs, it's probably going to be the first one that comes up. Or it's called Nova Bombs in slow motion. Anyway, it's really pretty amazing stuff. And I'm just got to get Minima working on 1.5.2 is all. So it's a fun little thing.
Minima.
Yeah.
So I did a little bit of Feed the Beast, like I said, during lunch and stuff. And I've been working on a lot of Mistcraft, a little bit of Thaumcraft, and then my villager trading department where I suck the villagers in with the portal gun. I'm trying to get them in a little more manageable areas and then kill off the ones that I don't need. Is
right.
that wrong?
Is it broken still, though?
What?
The portal gun?
No. Portal gun works good.
It's all good?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not going to flood the world with creatures?
No. No, it's fine. We used to have a one server where when you used the portal gun, when you logged off, it would sit there and still portal in things. So like we would use
like
it
on
to,
an
like,
infinite loop.
Yeah. So we'd use it to get a cow into like a fenced area because it's much easier than hurting them with, you know, hay
right.
or something. And then we'd log off and log back on and you couldn't move because there's like a million cows in the farm. And it was just crazy.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It pretty much destroyed that world for us.
Yeah. That's when we did set off the 50 nuclear reactors.
That's true. We just blew everything up.
So I've been doing that. Also did my first Let's Play on an iPad. On the iOS version, and I got this program to stream it to the computer so then I can cap it. And it's the last episode of it, too, because I just cannot play in iOS. It's just slow.
It's so funny. I was about to say, like, that is such an underserved market. That's the best market to, like, try to, like, do iOS Let's Plays. It's so frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like controls.
What was the program you used to stream it?
Reflector, something like that.
Okay, and it's iOS.
I can look it up in a second.
And does like a Bluetooth something or other?
Yeah, it basically uses AirPlay on the iPad, and so it emulates AirPlay on a PC, and so then you just see what you're doing on the iPad on the screen, and it's like real time. I mean, it's real smooth. It was a pretty cheap program. I think it was like $12 or $13, and now I can't seem to find it, of course. Yeah, Reflector is the name of it.
Reflector.
Good stuff. This next segment is sponsored by LootCrate.com. Go over to LootCrate.com/deadworkers and get $3 off by using the code DEAD. And this is basically monthly geek swag is what they send out. They're about to send out the next box, so if you want it soon, I would go today and sign up and get $3 off. It's normally $13.37, so you can get it for basically $10 using the code DEAD. That's lootcrate.com/deadworkers.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
And the news.
So there's a bunch of interesting stuff this week, especially with the Nintendo YouTube debacle.
I hate that.
And we actually learned a lot this week because of it. Like, I didn't know the whole stuff about, because Notch basically said in some tweets, and I'm kind of inferring from what he said that
it's written right here.
YouTube, well, I'm going from what I'd heard. That YouTube actually came to Mojang and said, hey, you know, you can get a bunch of money by claiming the rights on all these Minecraft videos. And they ended up saying no. Well, Nintendo, it sounds like, decided to go ahead and claim the rights.
Yeah.
So that's, I guess, I don't know. It seems like it may be a negative on them in the end if people stop doing Nintendo videos.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it seems to have helped Minecraft out a lot. I mean,
So Daniel Kaplan tweeted right after Notch had said that they were just about to, like, do it and sign up, and it was tempting, and they were just on the edge of actually making it happen, which is kind of weird for Mojang. It's not like them to do that. And I mean, just imagine if they did. I mean, so many people would be out of a job right now. I mean, there's so many just 100% pure Minecraft channels.
So essentially what it does is, if you're a Let's Player and you have ads on the side of your video, and you make, and your Let's Play is about a product that either Nintendo owns or Mojang owns in these cases, they'll take half of your revenue. Mm-hmm. And that'll just go to the publisher. And it could be EA, it could be whoever. Yeah. But that's who we're using in this example. Mm-hmm. Which, yeah. I mean, can you imagine your boss comes to you tomorrow and says, hey, we just talked to this other company and we decided to give them half your money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, of course.
Not even sorry, but we're glad we did that we talked to Nintendo.
Right.
And it seemed like the first big one doing this that at least I heard of was the Harlem Shake.
Yeah, Harlem Shake.
Boz, what's his name? See, well, I can't even remember his name anymore.
Yeah, right? Bauer or something.
Bauer, there you go.
But that's music, though. This is
It's kind of the same thing, is that he gets, people still get paid for their video, but he basically claims a portion of it.
Yeah.
Right. Which to me, that's just insane, because some of these creators could really start some sort of litigation against this, because technically that's their content that now, Nintendo is getting money for. And truly, I don't think that they own the content. I don't think that Nintendo owns content that YouTube creators make. And I could definitely see some litigation happening where they say, no, you don't own this. We had a contract with YouTube only, that YouTube could take a cut of the ad revenue because they are hosting the video. But no, you cannot take my money, Nintendo.
Right.
This isn't like the fact that I'm streaming your game is in no way hindering you from selling copies.
Yeah. And I hate to say this because I mean we get paid by you. Well, actually we get paid by TGS, but in the beginning YouTube pays TGS, who pays us. I think it's even worse in the fact that YouTube's actually going out and basically promoting this, going to the game companies and saying, "Hey, you can get money off this," because I think they're wrong. Right. I think it's clear fair use on most of the videos you see that are Let's Plays.
Well, here, let me play the bad guy then.
Okay.
So if I made a game and you're using all the visual assets, all the graphics and all the textures and all the stuff, and you're showing the game, and you're not only showing the game, but you're showing everything about the game, even the spoilers, you're showing the end. To me, I would be like, that's my artwork. That's my whole team. Everybody made this thing, and you're just ripping it off. Do you think maybe that's what they're seeing?
Well, but I think you're in two different genres. No one's able to play the game just because they're watching you do it. You know, it's like, I don't think anyone's not buying the game because they're watching the video.
Right.
Conversely, I think people might go, man, that looks really cool. I want to go buy it.
Yeah.
And that's what they need to look at.
And what I would say is you look at a creator, you can look at two types of creators. You could look at a creator who could just stream the game without saying anything. And truly, they're not going to get any views because that's not entertaining. Right. What you are coming to watch is the Let's Player, the person who is allowing you to be entertained while you watch their video. They are making that content. They are deciding what the viewer sees. And yes, they are using a tool that you created, but they also paid for that tool. And just like I can go buy a copy of any game, sit in an auditorium, and show off me playing that game, that is not illegal to do. Why can't I then take a recording of me showing off that video game to an auditorium and upload it to a service where that auditorium now becomes millions and millions of people through the internet?
Yeah.
It's just a big extension cord.
Yeah, and I think really it all boils down to is the people making the content don't have the money to fight it. I mean, honestly, it comes, you know, Sony, Captain Sparkles could have, I guess, fought that. And I think that would have been one of the first big cases we would have seen in this kind of modern day copyrights issue, where it was clear fair use and they still pulled it and basically won because no one fought it. Like, they don't actually have to go to court to win. They just
basically what needs to happen is there needs to be some lawyer who wants to make a lot of money off of it, and he says, we're going to start a class action lawsuit that is covering every single person who has ever done a Let's Play of Nintendo of any of the companies that are now taking revenue from Let's Players. And I believe that there are others, but I haven't done the research to find out what they are. And then that class action lawsuit would go through and a judge would decree that doing this is not legal. And then all Let's Players would be able to stream their videos forever. And yes, the lawyer would make a considerable amount of money, but I would say that's worth it, that they've done their due. Yeah,
I agree completely.
And the other thing that is very amazing is that YouTube did this without the video game companies squawking. It seems like, and I'm obviously not privy to backroom deals or whatever, what have you, but it seems like they just went to Nintendo and said, hey, I know you're not really asking for this, but how would you like some ad revenue? And Nintendo, it especially seems that way on Mojang's part, that they weren't sitting there asking for ad revenue.
Right.
But YouTube went to them and said, hey, would you like a slice, half a big slice.
Yeah.
Would you like a big slice of this revenue? And how could you be a manager at a company like Nintendo and tell your boss, Yeah, I turned down millions of dollars today because I thought that it would be weird. Yeah. Like it'd be morally wrong. You can't do that if you're an employee at Nintendo. But if you're Mojang, which is a small company, and you all get to talk to each other and you go, this feels really weird. And Notch goes, yeah, I kind of want to protect the Let's Players. It's a different scenario.
Yeah. And, you know, they probably made more money on this deal than they made with the Wii U, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Nintendo's hurting a little bit. Yeah. They could use that cash.
That's true. So Daniel Kaplan, who's the business developer of Mojang, he tweeted and he said, without Let's Plays, Minecraft wouldn't be where it is today. So
Absolutely.
That's Notch. But, you know, it still kind of scares me that they got really close to accepting that deal. You know, like, I want to believe in my field of dreams that, like, you know, Notch and them are like, no, power to the people, you know. Like, shame on you, YouTube, for even coming to us and asking us that question. But instead, they're like, ooh, it's very tempting. You know?
Right. And I can admit, if I was working at a company and YouTube approached me and said, would you like to make free money?
Yeah. No.
Exactly. Like, uh-uh, I'm not. And it was probably a miscommunication. YouTube probably pitched it in that sort of fashion. They're not going to pitch it as, hey, would you like to take half of the money from all the people that have made you famous so far and piss them all off? Would you like to do that? Like, they're not going to view it like that.
Exactly.
Well, you got to wonder, maybe Google's working on a Wii competitor, and Nintendo kind of like, and they're like, hey, this is how we could really screw Nintendo. Let's get them to take half the money of all the people doing videos on YouTube with Nintendo.
No. Hey, it's working then.
Okay, well, I think we've beat this horse into the ground. So let's go ahead and talk about the snapshot this week, because Monte Carlo. I don't know. That's Astrogali's handwriting there. In celebration of 10 million desktop sales and 10 million pocket edition sales, Carl, Notch, and Jacob organized a mystery vacation for the Mojanglers. It emerged that the gang ended up in Monte Carlo by way of Cannes for fun and frolics in the sun. If you're interested in reading about it, Dinnerbone's written up a very detailed post over at his blog that we will post a link in the show notes.
Yes, they have been partying very hard all week. I'm so jealous.
So they actually took a plane to go to Monte Carlo, obviously, because I remember the very first tweet that was like, hey, when you wake up and there's a line of limos in front of your door, it's a great sign.
Yeah.
So apparently it was a limo ride to a plane ride to Monte Carlo.
Wow.
To Cannes, then to Monte Carlo.
And we're sure they don't need like some sort of radio broadcasters at the Mojang studio.
Right. I mean, I would definitely think that there's a podcast opportunity to be had.
Well, just, you know, Notch is walking in the door and here's Lydia over.
Yeah. Right. And we are still on the beach drinking our, mimosas. It's a great time. More back at 7. Now the weather.
Back to you, Chad.
I think Notch just threw up all over his shoes.
Looks like Dinner Bone is drunk tweeting again over in the corner.
He's definitely going to have some words about this Nintendo thing. Okay, so also the Pocket Edition update is edging towards June. The 0.70 update for Minecraft Pocket Edition has slipped a little further, with one last issue to be dealt with before release. Johan tweeted that the update is planned for sometime between now and the end of May, though it was possible that it could end up being delayed till the beginning of June. That's not too far.
No, that's not. That's like 2 weeks away, or three something. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. You gotta kind of feel bad for the guys making the Pocket Edition. They have to recode all of Minecraft.
Yeah, they're like, you put what in?
Yeah. Right. Right. That's true. Did what in Java?
But didn't they put in some feature that's not in the PC version?
Yeah, blue roses.
Was that it?
They put in a camera so you can take screenshots in game.
Oh, the Nether Reactor. That's true.
Nether Reactor. Yeah, that's the. So those are the main things.
Penguins.
Your reach is like three times longer.
Yeah.
I guess it's like their team.
They
feel creative and they want to do something, but they're stuck just having to recode stuff that already exists. So you would think that they would be like, today, penguins are going into the icy biomes. And then you can't say anything about it, anybody else, because you got.
And then everyone on the podcast issue goes, "Icy biomes." What? I don't.
Yeah, it's totally what it's like.
Okay, so also the 10th Games for Change Festival in New York City will see Joel Levin, that's the Minecraft teacher, spreading the good word about Minecraft EDU on Monday, June 17th. Joel will be giving a presentation about how Minecraft was remixed to create the educational version, as well as highlighting the team of programmers and educators who have helped to make Minecraft EDU a reality. If you're attending the festival, Joel's talk will take place from 10:15 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in Theater 3. And we've had Joel on the show a few times and met him a few times, and he's an awesome guy. Minecraft EDU is an awesome initiative, and if you can go watch this, if you can get involved in any way, I highly recommend it. It is well worth everybody's time.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Last but not least, the parody of Size Gentleman.
Somebody's getting sued.
Video showcases exciting development for animators. Stage 5 TV attracted the attention of Kotaku this week with Griefer Man, an excellently executed parody of Size Gentleman. The thing is, the main tool they used to create the video was Minimator.
Minimator,
which appears to be a Minecraft-specific nonlinear animation creator by the maker of the Minecraft Noteblock Studio.
I've used it, and it's cool.
Minimator is still in beta and presently only for Windows, but going by the video, it looks like great results are already achievable. The program allows you to add mobs, items, and scenery, all with changeable textures, and export the results straight to AVI. What's more, Minimator is free for the time being, and there's a bunch of tutorial videos by Ski Dude available on the tubes.
Skiddly, skiddly doo.
Skiddly doot doot.
Yeah, I've used that before, and it's pretty cool. It's very cool. You know, things that you render with Minimator are going to look more like they're in-game, although you can do some kind of lighting tricks. You can add lights to the scene and move them around and stuff like that, but it's basically, you know, think of like a Blender, but a really simple version where you can just click to add a creature of different types. Like, I want it to be a skeleton or a zombie, and it just pops it in. You can import a custom skin for whatever you want to. You can import parts of maps. You can import a schematic. It's really cool, really easy. Within seconds, you have a scene going on. Really simple. You can turn off the sky and the ground and just say, I want the background to be green. You can green screen something if you want to. Really cool. It kind of reminds me of the model viewer from World of Warcraft, if anybody remembers that from 10 years ago.
And Free, do you do any machinima type stuff?
I need to get more into it. And this looks really nice because it's made for Minecraft. It does some nice details, like when you bend the arm of a character, it does an angle instead of a curve, where Blender would always do that curve, and I'm always like, there's no curves in Minecraft. Like, right. I can tell that you're using Blender. I could tell that you're using this other thing, and I like that a lot. Truly, I do want to get into making some sort of specialty product, because the Let's Plays and stuff are fun, but I kind of want something for people to gather around. It's kind of nice to have an extra thing that people go, oh, yeah, that. Let me share that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a little rewatch.
Mm.
Like, subscribe. Faith.
Lick your lips.
Pass on to my friends.
Yeah.
Email chain, Facebook.
Right.
Like, okay, I'll
send it to my grandma. She'll send it all her friends.
And what else grandma will do? She'll go, and you may be used to this, straight to Audible and go to audibletrial.com/theshaft and get a free month on us with a free book. Yeah. And I've actually just got the first book in the Myth series by Robert Asprin. I've been talking about this for a few weeks. They're finally out, and they put all 18 books out on the same day. I'm like, what? I think it's 18, but they're about 5 hours. They're kind of shorter than most of the books, but it's just like the books I remember reading when I was young lad. It's the Myth series by Robert Asprin. So if you're looking for just a fun read, you can listen to it with your kids.
Hundreds of hours worth.
Still being on. About 5 hours.
Well, so it's 5 hours, and how many? 18 books?
18 books, though.
Yeah. So, 90 hours.
Hundreds, 90 hours? Huh.
So, yeah.
So suggest this to grandma, if we're still keeping that segue thing. So grandma, some days grandma is sick and she's not able to read you a bedtime story.
No,
so,
grandma's eyes, they're fading.
That's
fading
true.
Fast.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. So get her a subscription to Audible and maybe she could just get maybe Samuel Jackson or somebody to read it to you.
She'll probably bake you some cookies.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So audibletrial.com/theshaft. So this is listener contributions. This is where you, the fans of the show, send in emails for us to answer. And this first one here comes from...
And you also send in bumpers.
And bumpers.
So send us a new bumper. And thanks, by the way, Brene, who sent that one in.
This first one here from Red Omega goes on to say, I have a problem. I was playing on this server that I really like. Then this British guy that banned me from another server for speaking Irish, my native language, came on. And he had powers because he is a donator. He kept on calling my people pickies, which is travelers or gypsies, and insulting my culture. The other people on the server joined in, and I really like that server. I don't know what to do because I can't contact the owner to tell him about the racism. They know I'm Irish because I used to be on Skype with them before I was banned. Please help me.
I think that might be pikies, but I've never heard pikies. That word. Is that that's probably a bad word to say. I'm guessing, right? I mean, that's what
I've never heard it, so I don't know. But it sounds like it's not a good thing to be called.
And this is this is also about racism. So,
you know, we can always say the old sticks and stones.
Yeah,
yeah, but if he's banned from the server.
Oh, did he get banned? Did I miss that while reading it?
And then a British guy that banned me from another. Oh, from another server. Oh, okay. No, everything's fine.
Yeah, that's a tough one because if you're going to be on a server and you're treated some way you shouldn't be treated and you can't get in touch with the owners, you know, look for a website, look for an email, do a DNS lookup on the IP or whois lookup on the IP, and you'll probably find an email. Email that. Maybe it's the owner. Maybe you'll get lucky. Yeah. That's one way you could do it. But honestly, I would just, you know, you might think about moving on. I know you say you like the server, but do you really like it with the people treating you like that there?
Yeah. Racial slurs, right. Slurists.
Bigotry.
Speaking of racism, we have a friend here. I'm just kidding. He's not racist.
Friend.
That's just grand. Best introduction ever.
So, Wes, Chad, Wes.
Hi, Chad.
Hi, Wes. How's it going?
It's going all right. I am so sorry I wasn't able to make it tonight.
Oh, no problem.
We're still recording.
So. Yeah.
I know. I figured.
So you made it.
I did.
Just a little late. So, anybody else have any words of wisdom for Red Omega? No. Okay. So, from You Know It 101, hello from the past. Starting this February, I had picked up your podcast and couldn't put it down. It has been really fun to listen and learn about where Minecraft started and got to where it is today. From all your advice on starting and all the great guests you've had, my younger brother and I have been inspired to start our own Let's Plays. Thanks for doing this over the years, which has only been months for me, and being an advocate for one of the nicest communities. I just finished episode 100 with Notch, and I hope to catch up with you soon.
Cool.
So awesome.
Excellent.
I take full responsibility. Thank you.
Awesome. We like to hear things like that.
That's great.
And then from Mark Elpides of the Philippines, hello, Eric, Brent, and Wes. I would like to ask, how are these emails chosen? Is it random? And the others are ignored, or does someone choose good emails to be broadcast? Thanks. And we've got a note here from Astrogali, who is the man behind the scenes, behind the curtains, who actually picks these out for us. And he says, because the answer to this would be quite long, I've created a blog post with help from the Crystal Crow over at the Minecraft Scribe. But Crystal wants you to know that I'm the one who puts in all the smileys. So we'll link to the blog post.
It is very thorough, very thorough. So I tweeted that too today, but that's definitely the place to go to. Every time anybody asks that question, we're going to answer with this blog post right here.
Yeah.
Right, Sean.
It's good stuff.
That's excellent stuff. Now, it's kind of long, and I didn't read it all, so somebody might need to read it to me, like some like an audiobook, maybe?
TLDR?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
But then again, I don't need to be... I'm not the one who needs help on, you know, what I should submit, so...
I don't know. Maybe you should start submitting some stuff.
And see if it goes... Like, with a fake name?
Yeah.
See if it goes through.
Let's start testing after, right?
Okay, that's a great idea.
That's good. Okay,
so... kind of secret shoppers for our submission process.
That's pretty awesome.
No, that's how you lose people to who are helping you out. You'd be like, this isn't worth it. See ya.
See ya.
Last one here from McGira. Hey, Shafters, how much do you know about Minecraft YouTube stuff going on outside the English-speaking countries? For example, there's a German Minecrafter called Gronk, who just put out the 1,000th episode of his LP series.
Whoa.
I know Cellbit.
We do know Cellbit.
Cellbit.
And who was the guy who did the Spanish Let's Play of Diamonds of Galil?
Oh,
I can't remember his name right now. Oh, I feel bad.
Yeah, I forget.
But he was Brazilian.
Yeah, yeah.
So is there Wondercraft? Kind of illustrating here? Not much.
Sam Cube?
Right.
Where
Sam Cube is Spanish.
Well, I mean, it's hard.
I'm just...
Go ahead.
I'm still trying to like understand how he got to 1,000 episodes. Like, has he been really doing it for 3.5 years?
Yeah, or like three
like
a day for
a day?
Year.
So like how many...
5 videos a day?
Yeah, right? You would need that many. Let's see, 365 days.
Well, and if he can speak English or has a translator, I'd love to get him on the show, too.
So
let Gronk know.
365. Okay, I did the mathematics. You need 2.7 videos a day for a year.
That's too many. I can't even do like 3 a week. Yeah, if I look at his videos, he's getting tons of views too. 500,000 on this one.
Oh wow.
Wow.
Oh wait, maybe that was just maybe I just of course Google like threw the biggest one up there. But yeah, I mean 30,000, 80,000, 72,000, 21,000. Yeah, he has 3,000 let me go check this out again. He has how many videos? I thought it was showing up, but I don't see it. It looked like over 1,000 videos because he does other Crazy. Let's Plays. 3,837 videos.
Oh, yeah. Ouch. He's got 1.5 million subs.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah. He's on episode 1,005.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
Didn't know about him at all.
Wow.
And now we know, and that's half the battle.
Yeah, it's most of the battle, I think.
The other half is SEO, so...
Yeah. Cellbit doesn't have that kind of traffic.
No.
He does good, though.
Get him on the show.
Yeah.
He knows English.
Love to. I sent him a tweet, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sweet.
So we'll see. And if you have that much time to watch 1,000 episodes, then I'm sure you have time to head on over to netflix.com/deadworkersparty. Get a free month of Netflix and watch all the videos and TV you want on us. Absolutely free.
All kinds of awesome stuff. I'm still watching Dark Matters, Twisted But True. And it was kind of weird because I watched one of the episodes and all of a sudden Michael from Vsauce popped in. And I was like, what? Because I watch Vsauce all the time, too. And that freaked me out. But, you know, I can't say enough good stuff about Netflix. That's the way I watch my TV. So check it out.
Is that it? Yeah, we almost started a Perfect Strangers podcast this week until we found out it wasn't all on Netflix. So we're waiting until they get the whole catalog on Netflix, and then we'll start a Perfect Strangers podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like 5 people out there who remember that show.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're 3 of them.
Scott.
Excavation Station.
Excavation Station. For those who don't know, this is the segment where you tell us about what you would like to see in Minecraft. And we've given Chad a little bit of time to think about this. Do you need more time? Or
No, I have one. I have one. Sweet. So this is so first I need to preamble it with there is a mod that does this very similar version of this. It's called the what's another word for blimp?
Zeppelin.
Dirigible.
Zeppelin?
Dirigible? Zeppelin. The Zeppelin mod. It's called the Zeppelin mod. But in my Let's Play series, I am making a pirate ship. And in fact, I've gone pirate ship crazy to the point of reading multiple Wikipedia articles on how ships are constructed, where the ballast needs to be, about what the ratio of how deep uh-huh. a ship is in the water compared to what's above the water. Like, I've really gone boat crazy. And so what I wanted was a mod that would, or maybe in the normal Minecraft game, it seems more like a mod. So I'm going to kind of frame it in that perspective. But your first step is to make a captain's wheel. Mm-hmm. And then when you place it onto the deck of your ship and face it forward, because of course it's captain's wheel, so you're going to steer the ship forward. Mm-hmm. And that way the mod knows which way the ship should move. But then it also detects... all of the blocks, and it has like a, you know, logic to know, well, this is a water block. Obviously, water isn't part of the ship, so I'm going to ignore that, and that's going to be the edge of your ship. And then this is air, so that's not going to be part of the ship. And, you know, maybe, you know, this is dirt, and maybe you don't have dirt on the ship, so we're going to, you know, exclude that. So it kind of gets a schematic of what the ship is, and hopefully it detects chests and... torches so mm-hmm. that you can move that. And then once you place it down, you could go into your wheel and drive your ship around Minecraft. So it allows you to actually move your ship from one place to the other. And the other thing that you could do is, let's say you have a big old ship, but let's say you want to make a cruise liner or something like that. Well, it doesn't quite make sense if you throw down the captain's wheel and then hit the thing that a cruise liner just moves on its own. So maybe the mod could add things like engines or a specific type of sail.
Buffets. Or,
say again?
Buffets.
Buffets. Absolutely. Yeah. Not like a stage so that you could hire extra testificates to do the magic show and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Jacuzzi. Yeah. And a pool bar. You need that mod in there as well.
Yeah, I went to my home the other day because the sun went down.
Ba-doosh. Right.
No?
No.
Right. Oh, was that a joke? No. That was funny.
It was. It was supposed to be a stupid cruise liner joke.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what it sounded
obviously
like
this
to me.
Was stupid. So.
It sounded like a stupid.
And that could be used with the bingo mod, things like that.
Yeah. Well, I do have a mod for you then. We did a video on one called Ships.
Yep.
What?
And it does balloon like dirigibles, but it also does like boats.
Yeah.
And it's similar to what you're saying, but there's a lot more. It sounds like.
But you put down a steering wheel and an engine, and then it has to have it has to have a certain like makeup. Like if it's a zeppelin, it has to have so much
wool
to
take
it in the air.
It's a little complicated. Like I like Chad's version better. Just make whatever you want to, and surround it in water, and just let that move.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, what the people on the working draft server were doing for a little while, you can take these frames in FTB and make these movable frames, and so they made these like ships in the air out of movable frames.
Oh, that's cool. You need to be able to name your ship too, like put a sign on it, and name it something, you know? Because that's a cool thing, right? Every ship needs a name.
So it'd just be a sign. With the printed name on it,
and then once you're done, you know I wanted to move not in like block Minecraft fashion where it just moves forward a block every single time. I wanted to, you know, do the smooth movements, and then he's like snap into the Minecraft grid once you've landed.
Gotcha.
That'd be nice.
That's true, because the ship's mod actually moves like in a grid.
Yeah.
So it's like
and if you stand out on the edge, sometimes you fall.
Sometimes you get pushed off.
And especially
and the
like
Zeppelin
when
mod, it does that where it detaches from the grid and then can move freely like a boat or a mine cart.
Oh,
and then once
you're
done,
saying that mod's
goes,
already out there.
Say again?
Yeah, that mod's already out there.
Yeah. Now the Zeppelin mod is much more for floating objects, so it ignores water. So you could, you know, you could say I'm never going to float up in the air, but. It doesn't worry about that. And it also has some really, it's kind of a work in progress mod. So it has some issues, like if you were to run into something, or, and it ignores torches and chests. And so those get, you know, you can't use that. So you can't actually make a house and have your house move anywhere, which is a little bit.
See, that would be cool if you just took your steering wheel, shoved it on your house, gave it a distance of how many blocks you get to fly, and then just take off.
You know, that'd actually be kind of cool if we used like that ship's mod and made like balloons out of wool. But tied it to a house that's made out of the, because you can tell it like what bricks are okay that'll float with your house, and so yeah. Do like up, right? So you actually make a floating house that moves around.
Oh yeah, like up, yeah, with all the balloons.
Yeah. So we'll have to try that.
Do a video. I like it a lot.
Okay, so this next one here is from submitted by Scorpio, who says, "Love you guys and the show. Better rested. You want drinking milk before bed? Should do a number of things to benefit the player, such as." Make you fall asleep quicker, allow you to sleep with monsters about, and give a bonus to all XP received the day after you sleep. What do y'all think?
Wow.
That's great.
Milk before bed.
But if you get attacked by the monsters in the bed while you're sleeping in your milk.
You know.
Do you actually pee in your bed?
Right.
And then you got to flip the mattress over.
Like, you know, shrimp before bed is actually a smarter thing than milk before bed. There's more tryptophan in shrimp.
And actually, you can't get enough tryptophan to make you sincerely sleepy.
We're talking about a lot of shrimp.
I know. You got to eat like many, many pounds.
Just That's eat a whole turkey.
You do have to eat like a whole turkey to get enough tryptophan to make you sleepy.
Yeah.
It's the carbs. It's the carbs that goes with the turkey.
Like
having a full belly.
Like a shrimp swimming pool.
I like the idea of you know, modding your sleep patterns so you could have, like, you could go into someone's house so you could be like, wow, you are a light sleeper, because they have, like, a little white noise maker, and they have, like, you know, the thing that makes the birds chirp.
Yeah,
and,
the waves.
Right. They have hypoallergenic sheets on their bed, and then, you know, it took a few times to get the wool just right. Right.
But that's
maybe
cool.
Even a Tempur-Pedic bed.
Yeah.
Adjustable signs.
Memory foam.
Right.
I like this, though. I like that. That's kind of fun. Drinking milk before bed.
It's like an enchantment. It's like a bed enchantment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was Notch's thing.
Enchantment under the bed, under the sheets.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Thanks, okay. Notch.
So there you go.
Notch, so like our next one is submitted by SRJ26. It's called Worst Idea Ever. Last week you wondered where things go when they're in your inventory. What if your player model started out really skinny while you were carrying nothing, and then you progressively got fatter as you picked up more and more things? That would explain why you look like you're throwing up when you drop a bunch of items. What do you think?
Blah.
Like the idea that you keep all, like, let me just pull out my sword from my throat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of think this would be like getting a bad tattoo when you're fat and then losing a lot of weight. Like, yeah. Just your avatar would look all messed up.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be stretched out and pixels wouldn't be aligned anymore. And I think it makes more sense if, like, the more you ate, the fatter you got, maybe. But then, I mean, you would have to have an overeat bar. I mean, like, you know, once you're full.
And then all your sword swings would, like, thin you out, you know, get exercise.
Yeah, you gotta work out.
You get winded.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, so maybe if anytime you eat, but, like when you're eating a steak, and it will refill 5, but you only have 2, so you eat the steak. So where does that extra 3 go? Where it goes to your body mass.
There you go.
Exactly, yeah.
Overeating is bad.
What about diabetes? Did we put that in there too? Is that good?
Where would you get the insulin from? Pigs, maybe.
Hey, see, it's good family fun.
And then if you cut off your feet, you don't really notice because it's just blocky ends anyway.
Without anesthesia, you're just
okay.
Screaming.
So this next one here is submitted by TLR2525, who wants redstone block removal. They're going to say, love the show. I think they should remove the redstone block. It is just a block form of a redstone torch.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
It is not.
Tell us why.
Because you cannot put a redstone torch on a piston.
And you also cannot send a redstone current down, as there will never be a redstone current on the end of the torch. So the torch has a stick, and anytime that stick is placed on something, you don't get a redstone current to that block.
That's a good point.
Yep.
Yeah, so you're wrong.
So no.
You get the buzzer.
Absolutely not.
Wait. Okay, so this next one here is from Iron Waffle. Who goes on to say, originally Minecraft was meant to be a mix of Dwarf Fortress and Affiniminer. What happened to the Dwarf Fortress part? I want to be in charge of villagers, settle a town with them, have to keep them safe, tell them what to do, and inevitably have them all die no matter how well we are doing. So, well, I don't know. Is this... I mean, I know Notch has said that he's gotten inspiration stuff from these games. I don't know if it's actually supposed to be a mix of the two games.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it was never really...
But I don't mind. I don't necessarily hate the idea. You know, I mean, yeah. there could be some aspects to engineering a town.
Well, yeah. And you can settle in the town and keep them safe from the zombies. I mean, that's in there.
But like, didn't we have an idea a few weeks back where if you like built buildings a certain way, it would the villagers would move in? Didn't we talk about that at one point?
Make villages bigger.
Yeah, and I mean, you could sort of do that. Like if you know. That could work.
Huh. Yeah, that's true. Actually, that reminds me, they need to update the villages because they have all these new blocks that they're not using. Like, for instance, there's a curved part or there's an angled roof section of one of the, you know, pre-made buildings. And it still has the old little, like, notches on the corners. But now they have corner pieces, you know, that go along with the stairs. So they need to update all these different structures because they don't look as good as they could look.
Maybe the villagers are just plain lazy.
They're lazy.
Maybe they chose it that way because they have no aesthetics.
Oh, yeah. Now I feel bad. Maybe they're just poor, you know?
You feel bad.
Making fun of the villagers. Yeah.
You can't afford the nice corner pieces. What's the matter with you, Eric?
Yeah, well, to that, I just burn them down and use the resources for my own evil plans.
So the next one is submitted by Rick McMick, and this was titled by the Crystal Crow, because Rick didn't give a title. It's called STFU. I wish you could make dogs and cats shut up. Maybe after you sat them down, you could feed them, and they would go into nap mode.
This is actually already in the game. You may not be aware of this, but what you do is you just sit them down, and then you stab them in the face with a diamond sword, and it shuts them right up.
Yeah, right. A little face stabbage.
Forevermore.
Yeah, a little lava bucket to the throat.
Yeah, they don't follow you around anymore, but they definitely shut up.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And they become invisible. It's also a feature.
Right.
But they're there with you in feeling.
in memory. Heart. I mean, they're there.
I think you should be able to take your pets and put them into take some water and some food and put them into a trunk, you know, in a chest. So you could store your dogs like in a kennel.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Oh, I thought it was about to be a blender involved. I was like, where's he going with this?
No.
Like a wood chipper.
Maybe you craft an extra item like a saddle, but it's a muff to like shut the animal up.
A muzzle.
A muzzle?
Yep.
Muzzle.
Maybe it'd be like a Zycraft muzzle.
It could be.
Right. Just trying to get him some ideas.
That's pretty good. I mean, when all fails...
Good for nuclear shielding and shutting your pets up.
Zycraft.
Nothing will get through that.
And if all fails, look around your desk for a volume knob. You'll probably find one.
Right. Oh, I found one right here.
There you go.
Sightings.
So beautiful.
Oh my god. It's so intense.
You missed it. I was going to make a jingle too for the Zycraft thing. Four by Soren.
Nice.
I like it.
So this first item we have in sightings is a map, Bridge Out Battle by Jiggerbov. This was submitted by FOM, and we have a trailer as well. This is a unique team-based PvP map inspired by Vladimir's Bridge Out CTM. Catch blocks and supplies falling from the sky to bridge the void to your opponent's base. Kill them before they kill you.
That's so cool. So this is that map I was telling you about, Brent. We need to
And we're
check
being
it out
challenged. Here. There's a note in the doc that says, you, the Shaft Podcast, are being challenged to play this map against Astragali, the Crystal Crow, and Serious Creeper.
Whoa.
Challenge accepted.
Bam. Ding. Yeah.
So
we'd do that. We can handle it.
Yeah, we can lose in any game. Yeah. We don't mind.
We got no shame.
It's true.
Yeah. That's cool. So it looks like specific supplies fall at a regular rate. Like there's a supply. Like it looks like there's a you know, just based off of the trailer, it looks like there's a a melon that always falls at one spot, so you could go over and bridge over to get that melon every single time. Something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you do a lot of the games out there, like the Smash Brothers or Craft Brothers?
Yeah, I like to keep an eye on them, especially if I want to spotlight them in a show. And so, yeah, I try to keep a good eye out. I don't play a ton of them. There's just not enough time in the day. Yeah. But I like to, you know, I love it whenever there's a map that has a trailer because it makes my life so much easier.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Speaking of making life so much easier, this next one here, I think we touched on it last week, but Mr. Veru has made the Shaft Podcast fan skin animations, and they're blender rigs of all three of us, Brent, Wes, Eric, and Astrogali.
And Astrogali. Yeah.
As well as providing a link to the generic rig by Dimitri 2012 over at Planet Minecraft. So that's awesome. Thank you so much.
That looks freaking cool, man. You kind of look a little creepy.
We all look really happy.
You're all very surprised. Like, we're here! Wow!
We're in 3D. That's cool.
That's really neat.
So, this next one is a video, and this is from Blue Monkey Animation, and it was pretty much as soon as we finished the episode last week, this came out, and it was a music-themed video for K-Drew's Last Train to Paradise.
Oh, yeah, this is nice.
And Blue Monkey Animation is great stuff. I wish they had done Last Train to Awesome Town, though.
Oh, I know.
That would have been a
grip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta love Perry.
That's kind of what I thought it was going to be.
I know.
Last Train to...
I mean, I'm sure this is a great song and all, but...
Yeah.
Let me down.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Five different nachos.
Five different nachos. The train is really cool in this. All the animation is just, like, incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, every day that goes by, there's always, like, somebody who's trying to blow away everybody with a 3D animated video, and it's cool how everybody's getting better and better at this. I mean, but then again, like, Minecraft isn't that hard to animate.
Yeah.
I mean, right, because it's this blocky thing. So it's really actually a great platform to learn 3D animation if you're to learn, because there's no, like, NURBS or, you know, it's not high polygon counts and stuff like that. So, but yeah, anyway, so check it out.
So we also got another music video, Heaven, a Minecraft parody of Bruno Mars's When I Was Your Man. This video by Yo Mama's Minecraft got a last-minute insertion into this week's show. It only just came out in time, and it's impressive. So go see this parody of When I Was Your Man with a very moving story.
Very sad.
And next, we have one of our sponsors from last week. This is the Blue Vanilla Mod. And this is from SRJ26, and he teamed up with his wife, Amy, and his brothers, Chris and Dan, to create a unique mod. And it's all about finding new content in SSP Minecraft. And what it does is it pulls data from the Blue Vanilla server to bring in newly added castles, ruins, music, books, tombs, and more. But it's still all vanilla. Like, it's not...
That's neat.
FTB or anything, it just adds new creations to vanilla Minecraft.
That's really cool. Like, this is something that I think they need to grab onto at Mojang and see if they could put in something like this into the game. Like, this is what it's missing.
Yeah.
Yeah. More stuff.
Well, I mean, I think this is, like, the best use of crowdsourcing. It's, right. Let's take that extra creativity that other people have and import it into other people's games in a seamless fashion.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And that discoverability that we all experienced at the very beginning of Minecraft is gone for a lot of people. And if you're just going to start walking in a direction and all of a sudden there's a castle that you've never seen before that was made by someone, you know, in a crowdsourced fashion, that's really appealing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you probably won't see that castle again. Like, right. I think that's one of the not really problems with Minecraft, but it's when you see a structure, you're gonna see that structure again.
Yeah,
you know, right. It's pretty much the same structure, it's just a little minutely different. But if you saw these castles that were unique, just like real castles in the world, I think that would be amazing.
Well, and like, you know, when you're exploring a nether fortress, it's cool, but you're experiencing a set of, you know, five or six archetypes for the space you're in.
Yeah.
It's just a hodgepodge of them. And it would be really cool to get some people adding some more little insertable elements into that
into and that. Use the right blocks for the roof.
Yes. Yeah. This is the poor people nether fortress.
The ghetto. That's right.
Oh, man. Next, we've got a video. This is Genius Map Making 14, Nothing's Impossible. Quad9363 said this video by Translanders is a quote, amazing presentation of some amazing things done in vanilla Minecraft, such as turning a villager's house into sponge, ice, spiderweb with a flick of a lever.
That's pretty cool.
This is so amazing, yeah.
So what he did was he used MC Edit and NBT Edit with Texalef's filters, and those can all be found, and I'll provide a link to it in the show notes. And if you're ever curious, the show notes can be found at theshaftpodcast.com or off of our main engine site.
Right. And just so that you know, while you're watching this video, this is all in absolute vanilla Minecraft. This is not modded. And some of the things that happen are like chests turn into ender chests right in front of you. And it uses a time set zero exploit in the NBT tag editing, NBT tags for these blocks. And you can use it when sand entities are dropping to change a block from one block into another. But it uses spawners in normal old Minecraft.
That's so cool.
It is very cool. It's only about 3 minutes long. Yeah, you should check it out.
Yeah, yeah. And then he did a 30-minute explanation video.
Well, he needs to eat. He's running low on health there.
Right, exactly. And Translander, by the way, is a really great map maker, so I would suggest checking out his other things that he's done as well.
Is it Translator or Translander?
Translander.
Okay.
Translander.
Was that a test, Wes?
It was.
Wes likes to test our guest. Yeah. I don't know what's.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case I haven't. Which of your fellow podcast co-hosts over there do you hate?
Oh gosh, that Tom Merritt.
Okay.
Tom Merritt.
I can't stand that guy.
Yeah.
He's so big and mighty. Yeah.
That was really a cop out easy answer, though. Come on, you can come up with a better one than that.
I was like, yeah. I mean,
you want him to say Dvorak, so yeah. He just goes over to his house and just punches him in the face. All right, Chad, today I'm going to punch you in the face.
He really needs to step it up a notch.
That's when you should have pressed, ooh, it's a great idea.
Let's do it. Now you're telling us all how to do our jobs.
No, that's what I'm here for.
So what are some videos that that you've been putting out? You said you had a new Let's Play. Where can people find that at?
Oh, yeah. So the new Let's Play, we're only 3 episodes in, is at youtube.com/omgchad. That's just my personal channel. I also do vlogs there and stuff like that. So if you're subscribing, expect to see that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Cool. We'll put that in the sightings, too, for everybody to get to.
Lord 3 in the chat room when we were talking about the nether fortresses, you know. He goes, you know, we're talking about how they were the ghetto ones. He goes, why do you think they moved out?
Nice.
So that.
Yeah.
There's that.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you knock on something?
Okay.
Whoa.
Oh, that wasn't good.
There it is. Who is it?
Housekeeping!
What? Hey! Come on in and clean up our crap.
Actually, I'm about to take a shower. Could you wait? No. Come on.
I'm just giving you new towels.
So
what's in housekeeping this week?
Well, you know, we're actually getting new mics. We're replacing all of our mic setups. Hopefully in this next week. There's a couple stands on back order, but the mics should be in by next week.
We'll get some Heil mics. They're Finn Heil mics.
So we will be selling our current setups. I think we're going to hold some auctions to see if we can try to recoup some of the funds from the new mics.
We have been podcasting with these MXL mics since 2006, or 2005, technically.
Yeah.
But we finally did a show that didn't suck in 2006. And that's when we really became, you know, podcasters. But anyway, so these are very old, but they have been working. They're analog, they're trusty, they're very rugged. It'll be sad to get rid of them, but
I know.
But we're going to auction them off, so I mean, somebody can use these mics. I mean,
once they're gone, how else am I going to make all this racket?
Oh God!
I know.
Wait. And it will be a mic and the mic and shock mount, the arm and the pop screen. We're going to mix it up so you get one piece from each of us.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, you'll have one for each of us.
Each of you has a different pop screen, too, so you'll know who
that's
who's
exactly.
You got.
That's very right. That's true. Yeah, we do.
And we'll sign them in, like, a silver Sharpie or something.
Yeah. And somebody asked me about the pop screens on Twitter. I can't remember who it was. I didn't know, but you'll be able to purchase them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just if you like it, you can have it.
Yeah, our new ones will have the pop screen built in to the microphones.
Yeah, so they won't be big cool. and covering our face anymore and stuff.
So,
you said you're getting the Finn?
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Oh, that's neat. That's a nice mic.
We're getting red ones, right?
No, I think we're getting the blue ones.
Oh, the blues? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Blue's probably easier on the eyes. Probably better for film, too.
Well, you can turn off the light, too.
Oh, yeah. They glow? Who wants to do that, though? That's no fun.
Yeah, they glow.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you send them phantom power, and they glow.
Yeah. Nice. I'll turn mine on, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll blink it all the time. I'll just, like, flick it on and off, on and off, on and off.
Yep.
That'll be fun for someone.
It'll sound like this. That's not bad, is it?
No. No, it's totally worth it for the video viewers.
So
I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Right? That's about it.
Is that how you throw it?
Yeah. Guess we defiled the show as much as we could.
Guess we'll about wrap her on up then.
Is the music playing?
No, I don't think it is.
Yeah, why? Well, did you break the iPad?
No, I think it's the low volume in the compressor that's hooked up now that you didn't know about.
Oh, the compressor. Right.
We'll tell you about it later, though.
Yeah.
Because right now, we need to first thank our guest, Chad. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me.
And you can find Chad on Twitter at OMGChad. Also, his website, OMGChad.com. Twitch.tv/OMGChad. And, of course, YouTube.com/OMGChad.
I'm detecting a trend.
Yeah, keeping it simple here.
It's a smart trend.
It works.
I like
it works.
Simplicity.
Yeah. And then the show's OMG Craft. We just couldn't get away from it.
I see how you're going here.
Yeah.
And what day is that weekly now?
So yeah, OMG Craft is actually twice a week, and then we do a special video once a month. So Tuesday and Thursday is the day that OMG Craft comes out, and then every Saturday, the first Saturday of every month, we do a special like 45-minute video about a big topic in Minecraft.
Very cool. So head on over to the Twit Network and check that out. Subscribe and get a bunch of cool tips and tutorials on Minecraft.
Yeah,
and Chad.
Yeah, and watch some shows on Twit. I love Twit.
Thanks.
There's This Week in YouTube, which is a new show, which is really cool.
I'm on that one, too. Can you believe it?
Yeah, and you see Chad pop up all the time with all these shows. I like the Twit YouTube channel because you get all the cool, like, behind the scenes. And Leo sitting around talking about an idea for a new show and all this kind of stuff. So I watch that stuff way too much, probably.
It's addicting.
But now that I know you, I am a fanboy. Yeah. Maybe you can get me in there and I can like walk around.
What's Chad's favorite
color?
Heck yeah. Do you know what Chad's
favorite
color is?
So what's my favorite what?
I'm asking Eric. He's a fanboy. What's Leo's favorite color?
Oh no. Do you know it, Chad?
I don't think I do.
Okay, good. Cuz it's
fuchsia.
Purple.
Purple?
Yeah.
I think it's red.
Okay. What's his favorite band? I mean, come on.
Beatles.
The Beatles.
Jonathan Colton.
His favorite movie.
Jonathan Colton might be a good one.
Star Wars.
Really?
Favorite movie?
No.
What Women Want with Mel Gibson.
Favorite TV series?
He's a French Connection kind of guy.
Perfect Strangers.
Perfect Strangers. Favorite TV show. I don't know. It's kind of a weird direction this has gone. It is.
So do you ever go sit on Leo's exercise ball chair?
Oh, okay. Thing? I thought you were going to say laugh.
We actually have, we thought that everyone would want to sit on exercise balls when they came to the studio. It turns out no one wants to. So we have like dozens of exercise balls laying around that no one uses.
That's funny. Eric saw that and ran out and got one.
I went and got one, yeah. It popped though, just like Leo's. That's funny. Oh, well. Well, I guess that's it. Next week, episode 134. Take care.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
I was born in the darkness. This is Bane. Is this guy? I was born in the darkness and I ate all your butter.
Dead Workers Party Network. You've got questions. We've got the shaft.